You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.
That is Horny from Moose Tea with Hot and Juicy on Triple J. It was your Friday horn by popular request. Months and months and months of people begging us to play I'm Horny. And what better week than Dating Week? And how thrilling to have on the radio with us the man behind that song, Moose Tea, joining us from Germany. Moose Tea, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm doing quite well, actually, and I'm pretty chuffed about the laugh for Horny.
Who isn't?
Well, we want to ask you about the song, now that we have you here. The original version of Horny, it's instrumental. So when you first wrote it, it was genuinely named after the horns. But how did the version with the lyrics change people's reaction to it?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, it was a pretty exciting weekend for me because I was having like a heavy remix weekend where I was working on Quincy Jones stuff and on Michael Jackson stuff. At one point, I started a dub version, which basically was the beginning of Horny. And then at one point, you know, very, very early in the morning, I decided to just leave that version and not give it to Michael Jackson. And months later, I picked it up again. Because friends of mine, like Roger Sanchez, the DJ and everybody, they heard it and they went crazy about the instrumental. And they were like, look, we have to put it out. And that, you know, which I did, you know, I released it on vinyl. And the reaction was so overwhelming that I got suspicious. I said, like, look, if the people like an instrumental already, you know, then let me try to do something, you know, with a song and with lyrics. And and basically, you know, as you rightly said, I named the song Horny because of the horn samples. And then basically writing the song, obviously we changed the sentiment a little bit, you know, and made it into a very, it's like a modern day laugh song.
Yeah, I was wondering, when it came out, sort of late 90s, and you have a song that just says horny so much, was there any kind of negative reaction to it from anyone in the community?
I mean, at the very beginning, obviously everybody was like, oh, I'm horny, horny, you know, like very kind of, oh, that's fun, you know. And then obviously, like, especially in America, you know, we had problems, you know, getting on the radio. So you know, it was basically, I think LA played us, Miami played, like the cooler cities. And then the, you know, obviously elsewhere, you know, it was really hard to get on the radio. But the good thing is that sometimes stuff like that makes a song even cooler. So we, you know, that song was signed by Rick Rubin for his label, and he put me on the whole South Park compilation, you know, which sold a lot. So, you know, in the end, it was really good.
Wow.
Of course, you know, everyone knows Horny was a global hit. You've had a lot of huge songs, including Tom Jones's Sex Bomb.
Sex bomb, sex bomb, yeah. You're my sex bomb, oh. And baby, you can turn me on.
Do you have like a knack for just writing, you know, incredibly horny songs?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it looks like it. But to my defense, I have to say, basically, Sex Bomb was intended as the follow-up to Horny, and the rest is history.
Wow.
You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.